Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting third. The first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Joe Keough. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Dobson. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Chuck Dobson. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tommy Macek. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny McLain. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Denny McLain. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday strikes out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is called out on strikes. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is called out on strikes. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is called out on strikes. One out. Chuck Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Matchick misplays the ball. That's an error on Matchick. Dobson moves to second. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris strikes out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Matchick for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt takes first base on ball four. Denny McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean bunts towards first. Cater scoops it up and throws to first, with Green covering, for the out. Wirt moves to second. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Wirt trying to get to home. Jackson throws the ball into Duncan who tags Wirt who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando bunts in front of the plate. Freehan fields it and throws to first for the out. Cater moves to second. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0 for 1 in the game. Keough hits a pop-up towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Green reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup takes first base on ball 4. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Northrup moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0 for 1 in the game. Matchick hits a line drive into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando juggles the ball. That's an error on Bando. Freehan moves to second. Jack Aker now pitching. Denny McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Freehan moves to third. Wirt moves to second. Denny McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean is 0 for 0 in the game. McLean takes first base on ball 4. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. Duncan takes first base on ball 4. John Donaldson pinch hits for Paul Lindblad. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson bunts between the mound and first base. McLean scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Donaldson for the out. Duncan moves to second. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Duncan scores. It's Athletics, 3, Tigers, 3. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Freehan and he is out, Matchick applying the tag. Two outs. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 0 for 2 in the game. Munday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Diego Segui now pitching. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Northrup hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cater for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Jackson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Athletics. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Cash hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0-for-2 in the game. Matchick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wirt hits a line drive into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-2 in the game. Keough hits a line drive into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Duncan strikes out. Two outs. Diego Seghi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Gosger now playing left field. Denny McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McLean hits a pop-up towards first. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops it up and throws to first, with Seghi covering, for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-3 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seghi fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Campaneris hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 0-for-3 in the game. Munday hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cater hits a line drive towards right. Northrup catches it and throws to first to double up Munday. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cash hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Seghi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Freehan takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0-for-3 in the game. Matchick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Freehan moves to second. Gates Brown pinch hits for Don Word. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Trusiewski now playing third base. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trusiewski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Jackson strikes out. 2 outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 3 in the game. Green is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline pinch hits for Denny McLean. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kaline moves to third. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Cater. Kaline scores. Stanley moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. It's Athletics, 4, Tigers, 4. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stanley scores. Northrup moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Oakland Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.